This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I've got a friend who's got a friend who's got six, count them, six Taylor Swift tickets. I am unaware of the technological alchemy this person used to snag seats on a day when 2 million tickets were sold. Ticketmaster told The Hollywood Reporter that's the most it sold in a single day for any artist. Many more millions of people than two, though, ended up waiting in very long virtual queues, complete with error messages and full-on glitchy failures, just to come away empty-handed. So Ticketmaster has now canceled its plans to put another batch of Swift tickets on sale tomorrow due to extraordinarily high demands on ticketing systems. That's the quote, the third quote in the top of the show today, from the company's Twitter feed this afternoon. Now, one cannot know whether they are Swifties or not, but members of Congress are paying attention, saying the company, Ticketmaster, basically has monopoly power right now. So, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab took a look at how Ticketmaster got to be so big.
Every time a big artist goes on tour, fans complain about Ticketmaster and its huge service fees. Those fees are key to Ticketmaster's story because they're how the company cornered the market 40 years ago when then-new CEO Fred Rosen went to venues and promoters and said, let's double the service fees on event tickets.
And they said, well, why would we want to do that?
Dean Budnick is the author of Ticketmasters, The Rise of the Concert Industry and How the Public Got Scalped.
And Fred said, well, if we do that, Ticketmaster will share the revenues with you.
Budnick says before that, venues and promoters subsidized service fees. Having the ticket buyer foot the bill helped Ticketmaster convince around 80% of large venues in the U.S. to sign exclusive deals. And when it merged with a company called Live Nation in 2010, its position got even stronger.
You have this one company that has management clients, that owns venues, that owns the ticketing company, and is promoting the shows.
You can see why this might be problematic. A lawsuit filed earlier this year accuses Live Nation of refusing to book its artists at venues that don't use Ticketmaster. Starting a competitor would be tough. David Brooks, senior director of touring at Billboard, says Ticketmaster has invested in technology that, despite the Taylor Swift crash, usually keeps things running smoothly and helps keep scalper bots away.
I mean, you know, selling millions of tickets, you know, in an hour is not easy, right? It's complicated stuff.
Meanwhile, Taylor Swift fans, aka Swifties, are hoping she'll take on Ticketmaster the same way she took on Apple and Spotify. Brooks is skeptical.
There's nobody big enough, right? There's nobody big enough to say no to Ticketmaster.
Pearl Jam tried and failed in the 90s. Brooks says it might be up to lawmakers to force Ticketmaster to say, it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.